I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yo, son!
One app is life.
It's not the one you should be underestimating.
Get it?
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness.
We rap nerd now here, right?
Like, I can tell you were a nerd.
It's primal.
And that's raw.
Carhartt girl.
Speaking of sneaky big tits.
Are you out there fucking?
I'm doing that.
Years ago, I booked Millionaire Griffin. This was years ago, bro. Years ago.
Cypher Sounds. Peter Rosenberg. One app is life.
Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
And good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, and
Queensbridge, baby. No doubt. Not niggas I really met through music shit. Oh. It be some real thuns I grew up with. Phone calls from the feds, long story so fast. Wishing they get home in a hurry, cause we the last of a dying pack of lions nightmare.
Did you hear this part of the song, Syph, off this Nas?
Cage or pull a switchblade, do anything, it's the bridgeway. But I ghost through, roll through, just sold out the O2. Piece on my neck, in a high-tech polo suit. Drove down Van Wyck, Coliseum and Stan Smith. Tan blick in the desert, brick town where my mans live. Not niggas I really met through music shit. It be some real thuns I grew up with. Phone calls from the feds.
Long yeah, I missed it.
So fast.
Man, I missed it.
Wishing at us. So who were you when they turn up all the kids to win the Range Rover? Dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I text over like, nigga, this ain't over.
Oh.
I had to hold it down for Queens because I overvalue fees.
You heard that?
Yeah, but you got to go. You missed a good line before that.
Decide to win the Range Rover. Dissecting bars from Takeover.
Before that?
No, before that. Before that.
Before that.
Yeah, you're missing the fucking... The jumpy.
Towers to promenade. Host a party up in Starless. They know Queens in the house. No beef for rivals. They playing ether or title. Brothers can do anything when they decide to win the Range Rover. Dissecting bars from Takeover. Sometimes I text over like, nigga, this ain't over. Laughing. I had to hold it down for Queens because I overvalue fiends. Shout to Brooklyn all between. Hoods be overlapping. Subways be stacked. And I ain't been on a train in decades. And I can still hear the wheels on the tracks. Feel the beat break. Cereal deface for Jake's. A license to carry still ain't safe in New York State. It's still a
Yo,
line of
where's the first place that sample's from?
In hip-hop?
Yeah.
There's no way. There's no way to know. It's so. Because that was a breakbeat, man. That's been around forever, that noise.
All right, waiting for the part I was trying to play it. Here it is. It's coming.
They gotta know. DJ Clue, Envy, and Camilo.
Oh!
Where are my most beautiful queens in the house? When you see me at awards or...
DJ Envy, Clue, and Camilo. Super queens. I got to tell you, Syph, I know everyone's waiting. All the Nas stands with bated breath. I love King's Disease 3.
It's the best one.
And here's the thing for you fuck-faced, lunatic, loser, obsessive fans who want everything to be the most glowing review in history. If you do that, then when you really love some shit, you can't describe it. King's Disease 1 was cool. King's Disease 2 was better. King's Disease 3 is going to be the one we truly take from the series.
There's songs on all of them that are fire.
For sure.
We're talking about as a complete project. Listen, I'm going to tell you right now, there is never a time where you can't just put a Nas album on in the background and feel good about life. You understand? I'm talking about even lost tapes. There's never a time where you just don't play Nas. You could go to Shuffle on whatever streaming service you use. You're going to have a fantastic time, a listening experience. But now, when you're at that high level of fandom,
keep explaining to the people.
We love Nas so much that sometimes when he comes with something that we don't think is extraordinary, maybe we're a little critical. And it's because of love, not hate. We want that Nas.
I'm glad you explained it that way, because I think I hear from these people, and it's really, I did not know it was a Nas fan thing, but apparently it is. Like, the amount of people I hear from about it, oh, you didn't give Nas. Yo, it's almost like the amount of love and respect I have for Nas is so built into my personality. I don't feel the need to, like, you know what it is, though? A lot of those fans, they have a weird Jay-Z chip on their shoulder.
Towards us or in general?
I think towards everyone.
Right, right.
And definitely towards us, because I don't know if you know this, we were working for Nas at Mass Appeal and did a podcast about Jay-Z.
And didn't go as well as we wanted it to.
It was nice. But when we ran into Nas in the office, I thought, oh man, it would be cool if the podcast was about this guy, because he's sitting right here.
How I wanted it was, let's do the Jay-Z one first, work out all the kinks, then do the Nas one. But anyway, yeah, so this all comes from love. This comes from, and no disrespect, again, we've said this so many times.
You said no disrespect.
I said no disrespect. I know there is no possible way ever, because of time, life choices, circumstances, whatever, that he will ever top Illmatic. But I still listen with an ear to be like, maybe he's going to top Illmatic this time. I know it's impossible, but it's like a fantasy.
But that's the point that you were just making. The bar that we have for him is so immensely high because of him. That all being said, here's what I love about King's Disease 3. And I feel like it took a couple of projects for them to figure it out. It's almost like they created their own subgenre of hip hop. Like, it's underground in content. Like, they're talking about real shit on it. And the beats are hip hop beats. But there is an airiness at times and an almost commercial appeal to some of the beats.
Almost a contemporary sound.
And I heard from some people who were like, oh, I'm ready. You know, I was ready to hear him on something else besides Hit-Boy. Okay, I'm sure you will. But I think it really took this whole working process for them to kind of perfect what they've been doing.
I know that I'm too inside when it comes to Nas. Because a very good friend of mine is Salam Remy. And Salam would always tell me how Nas would work. So now what I do miss about Nas working with Salam Remy so much and seems to be just working with Hit-Boy, which seems like, to be honest with you, literally just a location of where they live. You know, they're both on the West Coast. It's a convenience of location.
I think it's probably helpful, yeah.
From knowing what I know about Nas, he is, how do we say this? He's particular. He's particular about his beats and his songs. Now, what it feels like to me, and again, I'm too inside, it feels like he would be particular about songs and beats, but Salam would give him some pushback. It feels like him and Hit-Boy, this, and I don't know exactly. I don't know Hit-Boy's situation with Nas. It seems like there's no pushback. It's just, I'm going to say, more Nas making decisions. I think Hit-Boy makes great beats. Nas does the raps. They put it out. Whereas Salam as a DJ and as a...
Salam's a producer, like a, he's an old school
but
producer.
But so is Hip-Boy.
Hip-Boy's a real producer too. Don't get, but Salam is from a different era.
But that's what I think it's the DJ element. Because it seems like with these King Disease albums, it's just dope beat, Nas rhymes, dope beat ends, song ends. And there's this one's better than the other two in this sense, but there's a little glue missing between the songs.
That je ne
sais
quoi.
It's made for streaming.
It's very streamable.
Je ne sais quoi.
Right.
It's made for streaming as opposed to popping in a cassette, which is my only problem. That song you just played, first of all, has Big Cap sample on it. Like, rest in peace. To use Big Cap on there like that is fire. To have that, I mean, Envy and Clue always get shout outs on any Queens, but for Camilo to get that big look, that's a big one, man.
Do you think we should call Camilo? Maybe he'll answer, because he was pretty happy. And we need to get him on the show soon.
Well, only if we want to do a good episode.
But we prefer crap.
I'm actually not feeling this run we're on of great content. We should probably stop soon and do something shitty.
Come on, Camilo. Do you get a shout out from Nas? Now you can't answer your phone?
Man, this motherfucker Hollywood.
Please leave your message
Damn, he got you.
He said, call you in 10. We'll come back to the Camilo shout out because that really is cool.
But yeah, it's a really good album, man. Really good.
Yeah. Have you listened to the Quavo and Takeoff album?
No.
Do you know what it's called? Like, do you know anything about it?
No.
If you hadn't paid attention yet, and I understand how it could have slipped by, because it slipped by me at first until a few weeks ago. Quavo and Takeoff put out their album together. Syph, it's called Only Built for Infinity Links.
Oh, I did hear that. Yeah, I did hear that. That's fire.
The second song is called Tony Stark's.
We are in the upside down world right now.
What do you mean?
You're telling the Migos guy, me, I'm the Migos fan. You're telling me to go listen to some Migos. So as far as the current hip hop industry of today that I am not in the mix with. So Offset left the group?
They were, up until this moment, they had been like in the midst of a breakup.
Why? Why was it?
Business stuff, like stuff with QC and Offset. It feels like Cardi is kind of tied into it. You know, it just feels like it got weird.
Normal rap shit, but the thing about them is that they're family, so it's weird. They're literally family.
Yeah, they're literally family, so it does have a different sort of, it hits kind of different.
So now what is this called? This is just called Quavo and Takeoff?
It's on Spotify, it's listed as Quavo and Takeoff. I think together, though, they were called Unk and Neff, or Unk and Few.
So there's no more Migos? Or Migos is only with Offset?
Well, so, yeah, they were calling this, like, this was very specifically a two of them project.
Right.
But, like, I think the feeling, in my opinion, the feeling that existed was it was temporary. Like, they would figure it out. They're family. They're going to figure it out one day.
And then, so they went on some Ray and Ghost shit.
Exactly. And listen to this. I promise to always rep my city, especially where I'm from. Want to come back to the hood and put you on your old chrome. Can't put LeBron, son. Can't put LeBron, son. Don't put that home, none. Don't put that bitch on none. I never want to see the day I lose my bro to one. Before the cake, before the state. That's the first song. Here's the Tony Stark's joint. Big Nardwar shout out.
Hilarious. Glass jar. Put a hole in your chest, it's
Tony Stark. That's Tony. Two of them in my cullin and there's Noah's Ark. Well, there's a reference. Dark Vader coupe and it ain't even dark. Red up with the roof and this ain't Derek Carr. Since we fell apart, I found another shark. Broke my heart so much I had the chrome heart. Don't let no nigga try you what my mama told me. She gon' lick it like she Chloe, she might get a rollie. Smoking in this hot box, it was a stoli. It's a good record. Like, and those are not the best songs on there. That's just the start of the album.
Now, do you think they know Rain Ghosts like that? I mean, those kids are young, man.
What they were? What I think he was
31 maybe.
Yeah.
Do they know Rain Ghosts like that? Like really know? You know what I mean? I'm sure they met them.
Oh, you mean personally?
No, like the vibe of Rain Ghosts, Only Built for Cuban Links.
If you look at the cover, how they're like standing in front of each other on the cover, and the fact that they went with Infinity Only Built for Infinity Links, I mean, it says to me that someone put them on when they were young, and they like, why would you ever name it of an album after someone else's project if you didn't have some sort of close connection with it?
I'm just wondering if there's an older statesman around that. Like when when Offset left, they were like, all right, let's do a two-man thing. Like Styles and Jadakiss. Or what about like Rain Ghost? Oh, Rain Ghost. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't seem like it's first nature to them. Is that a term, first nature? I've never heard it.
I've never heard first nature, Sif.
I've heard second nature, but what's bigger than second nature? First nature.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, I love the Migos, like first early projects.
They have a lot of great records. This joint will be in my forever get me hyped up and happy. This is a forever song. I had to regulate.
That part always bothers me. I think it's off beat.
Rest in peace to Takeoff. They had the ceremony Friday in Atlanta. Sort of glad it wasn't like live streamed and they kind of got to have it be a normal, I mean, at least somewhat, you know, of like a normal thing, not a spectacle. Super sad though.
Was there any live aspect to it?
No.
Like, you know, remember DMX had the, you know, they showed all the motorcycles going to the Barclays Center.
There was footage out there, I think, of like the motorcade.
Okay.
But it wasn't like broadcasted.
Right, right, right.
Did you spend any time with the Drake 21?
Zero.
I'm a fan.
It's good?
I mean, listen, for my money, it might be the most enjoyable Drake project.
Really?
21.
Really?
Pussy.
Wait, what are you saying?
21.
Is that something from the album?
Pussy.
Okay.
Those are his ad-libs. That's 21. That's 21 the whole album. By the way, I'll tell you one thing right now. You know what you don't want to be in life? You don't want to be one of 21's ops. Because if you are, I got bad news for you. Guess what? He's fucking on your bitch. Guaranteed.
Really?
Sif, if you ever become the op of 21 Savage, be aware, he's fucking on your bitch. 100%.
I feel like my bitch selection is a little more loyal than that.
That's what you think until they meet 21.
I don't know. I think.
See, the thing is, you think. The difference is he knows. Do you see the difference?
Right. If you're an op, he's fucking on your bitch.
Oh, that's among the bad things he's doing to you. Here, let's listen a little bit. Yo, man, there's just a. I know this is like the most obvious thing to say about 21, but there's just a simplicity to him that's so beautiful. Strike like a match, knock him out his hat. Knife to a gunfight, this ain't none of that. Had to cut her off, she got too attached. I ain't wasting time that I'm never getting back. Taking less L's, making more M's. Put her skims on, now she acting like she Kim. Take it to the paint, take it to the rim. You look good on camera, baby, let's go make a film. Big diamonds, big puns, VS1s, long guns, home runs. I'm the Dunn, I can hang in the trenches with no one. Plenty switches with extensions, it's no fun. Giving out spankings, rhyme with look, cause he shoot without thinking. Baptize a nigga, send him home in a blanket. Upgrade a bitch and put some diamonds in her anklet. Better not get no throw up. You know what I'm saying though? He's so simple.
He's got an ill voice.
He has an ill voice, but he raps in a way in which you feel like, I could do that.
And then you try it.
It doesn't sound good.
Hey, call Nori. Let's see if he answers.
Why?
He said, call my phone. I said, I'm recording. He said, record me too. So let's see what that means.
Maybe he's jealous he didn't get a shout out from Nas. In the Queens part.
Let's see if he answers.
Hello?
Oh, he answered. Of course he did.
Hey, Nori.
Hey, what's going on? You recording me?
Oh, yeah, sure we are.
That's right. It's Cypher Sounds and Rosenberg here on the One Ep Is Life podcast.
I'm honored to be here.
We're always honored to have you, Nori. How are you?
I'm watching the Dave Chappelle skit, and I just realized I'm amazing.
You had not yet seen that you got shouted out on Saturday Night Live?
No, I had seen it, but I didn't see it. It's the entire
time. Oh, yeah.
He spoke about drink champs in the first 5 minutes.
What?
And said drink champs twice and said Noriega. I'm so honored, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, where does that rank for you, Nori? That's a big one.
I have no idea.
That's crazy. By the
way,
I just want to give... Go ahead, Nori. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what you about to say? Go ahead.
I just wanted to give you more flowers. I just wanted to give Nori applause because my appreciation for Nori has gone up even more that since he had his thing where he had Kanye on the show, you showed the ability to do something that no one else could do. You looked up, you saw that people were offended. You were like, wow, I didn't intend that. I'm so sorry, my bad. And guess what? Everyone stopped being mad at Nori. It went away. Yep. Nori, you would agree. It fixed it, right?
And we took it down. We don't profit off it at all. So if you get to see this interview that exists, it is not under Drink Champs. It's not under Football. It's not under any of that. Do y'all hear me background?
No, you sound pretty good.
Is it echo?
No, you sound pretty good.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool. So, I mean, I, I'm a rapper that's learning how to be an entertainer. And that's where I want to stay in. I don't want to do politics. I like making people laugh.
Kudos to you anyway, because like the one thing that we saw over the last few weeks and the whole controversy with Kyrie, et cetera, was just his inability to be like, yo, my bad. Sometimes that's all people want is a quick, my bad.
You know what? I'm going through something right now, and that's all I kind of want from someone. It's just for us to say, my bad, and we can move on. But the fact that I'm not getting that, it's just like, I feel you. It's just business.
Yeah.
Saif, do you want to apologize, Saif, to Nori now for whatever it is that he's pissed off at you about?
No, I don't think it's me. Is it me? Is that why you texted me?
No, I was, as a fellow comedian, I was going to ask you, how did you feel when you seen Tim shout out Drink Champs and shout out Nori? Because I feel like this is amazing for me.
Nori, I actually am a little upset with myself because I've been meaning to tell you, I went to London with him to work on this whole set. So I knew from 2 weeks ago the big shout out you was about to get. And I was super happy as a friend. Like, I was like, yo, Nori's going to love this. Nori's going to love this.
You're going to be out here for 2 weeks?
Well, I couldn't tell you why he was working on it. He was super, super secretive.
Me and Slife
speak
to each other very often.
And he never mentioned
it. You just let that slip by, huh? Okay. I get it.
Now, were you, Nori, were you watching SNL on Saturday or did someone call you?
I'm so sorry. I'm not an SNL person at all.
Of course you're not.
I just watch when Michael Che is on there. I like him. And I'm just not super into that. But this one I am.
But so you heard about it, what, on text message or social media? How'd you find out?
You know, my phone was going crazy yesterday. But I just thought that was like, I thought that was a bloopers. I didn't think it was a real part of it. And then when I woke up this morning and I said, what up? I looked at Ty Lib's Instagram and he posted the whole 14 minutes. And I went bike riding. I just kept watching it and watching it and watching it. And I was like, yo, one of the best comedians of all time on one of the longest running comedy shows, on earth. And then he gets to shout me out at my show. I just wanted to pat myself on the back.
Well, listen, we're here.
No, absolutely, bro. Yes. Bro, I'm going to tell you this. I even try to get the DJ in me try to get EFN's name in there.
Wow.
And I try to work it in. I was like, yo, you don't drink shit. And I think he might have said it once. He said Nori and EFN, but then after that, he just kept saying Nori. So I was like, all right, I tried, E. I tried, man.
Yeah,
But Dave's a fan of Drink Champs, man. Dave's never heard my podcast.
No,
he doesn't give a shit about us.
See?
But he's a fan of Drink Champs, man.
And it's one thing to say that off camera, but you know, this is something that he had to rehearse. This was like the first 15-minute mono.
Bro, we went to London for 5 days, and he worked this shit out every night, bro. It was incredible to watch.
So yeah, it was very intentional. And by the way, it's so funny. Shoutouts are now the theme of the show today, because we just before you came on, Nori, we called Camilo because he got a shout out on the Nas album.
Woo! Wait, DJ Camilo?
Yeah.
Yo, I gotta go get I'm getting the Nas album. You heard me? He hear me? Like I can't just press a button right now.
Yeah. You gotta go buy it. Go to the store.
I'm mad old school. Want to go to the store. Well, I heard it's great.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Nori. I feel like that when you mention Camilo, you probably often call him Carmelo.
No, I call him Camilo. I call him Carmelo.
Siphon.
No, I'm from Queens. Jackson Heights. He's from Jackson Heights.
That's a fact.
He's my boy.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
He's Colombian, and he's one of the best club DJs in the world.
That's
I used
facts.
To sneak into Camilo parties, and I wouldn't even let him know I'm in the building, because I just love the way he puts music together.
No, he's the best.
In that club. He's one of the best club DJs ever.
Oh, Nori, awesome Queens shit. Queens Boulevard, under the 7 train. Did you ever go see Camilo at that club back in the days called Casablanca?
I don't remember, but I probably did.
Man.
Since Camilo been making mixtapes, I've been going to his parties. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, man. Camilo's the best.
And Lex and all of them, yeah.
Now, Nori, I meant to tell you one other thing about the Kanye interview. There's one part, Syph, I don't know if you remember. I don't know how much you watched of it, but like, I basically watched the whole thing. And there was one part where I really felt you, Nori, and I just want you to feel seen. There was a part when Kanye was really getting into the juice shit, and you started sensing, like, this is weird. And. Yep. You have this moment where you go, you have a moment where you go, nah, but Kanye, we love Jewish people. Like, we love Jewish people.
And I was
like, but as someone who loves you and has a relationship with you, I was like, no, he's serious. Like, he really, he has Jewish people that are like brothers. Like, he's not playing.
Yes.
And Kanye gave you nothing. I was like, oh man, he tried.
Yeah, man. I mean, to tell you the truth, it was just a mess, man. Like, you know, you want to stand by a fellow rapper. You want to stand, but it's just when something is wrong, it's just wrong. You know what I'm saying? And you have to stand it. Like, you can't put ketchup. You can't put ketchup on a piece of turd. You know what I mean? It's still a turd.
It's still a turd with ketchup. Yeah.
You've been on a streak, bro. And congratulations, man. It's amazing to watch.
It's crazy because, you know, I love the fact that I'm being me. Like, you know what I mean? Like I'm not Herschel Walker. You're not coming to me for politics. You know, that's not what we do. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I want you to come, laugh, enjoy, and give flowers to our legends. That's what our show is about, giving flowers to our legends. It's not about hurting anybody's feelings and anything of that nature. We are great people, and we want to continue to be great people.
Nori, we love you.
Yeah, thank you, man. I can't wait to get there in person.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon. We'll do it soon.
Sir. All right. Yes, sir. Speak.
All right, hold on. Let's. Wait, Laura, you're on Juan Epp. Why are you snorting like that?
Sorry.
Hi, Carhartt girl.
Hi. What are you guys doing? Are you recording?
Yeah.
We're doing our hit podcast. Yeah,
our hit podcast
called The One Up Is Life.
It's okay. We were just talking to Nori. We were wrapping up with him. And then you started calling. So I was like, oh my God, another celebrity.
I was going to call you about work shit.
Oh, is it about like scheduling? Let me guess. It's about something annoying with scheduling.
Yes. They want us to be at two places at once.
Oh, please tell me. They want us to be at Sean Paul and the movie theater?
Yep.
That is the most predictable. So what time is the Sean Paul?
I can't be at that Sean Paul thing, but I saw it. Can you, Laura, I trust you more than Peter Rosenberg. Can you please give me a shout out and how much I did for Sean Paul's early career when you're at that, whatever this thing is? Can you give me my flowers, please?
Okay.
How's she supposed to do that? I don't think we're hosting it or anything.
Well, can you host?
Here's the deal, that all of a sudden they're trying to commit us to host.
Oh, really?
Like, what the fuck? Where did this come from? So I want to make sure me and you are on the page, but we're like, now we ain't going. Just because Ibra be like, I'm going to try to stop by. We'll let him stop by.
Wow. Wait, what time
we
is he?
We love Sean Paul. We just got
love Sean Paul.
A lot going on.
What time is he supposed to get on stage?
Girl, I don't know, Pete.
All right, I'll text you when we're done. Yes, I stand by you, though. Later. My week is already fucking terrible. Like, we shouldn't have planned all of that then. I mean, I guess we could go host the thing and then just leave immediately, but that's still a long-ass, difficult night.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, you guys are potting.
All right, we're going to
see you guys later. I love you. Spicy, I miss you.
Wait. When are you and Leah bringing back the podcast? Because, you know, our...
Improper etiquette, we've been talking about it, and we should, right?
Yeah, I think now that you're... Like, listen, imagine, I've been stuck with Sife for all these years. Loser. Imagine one day Sife just leaves out and comes back and has become 1,000 times bigger a celebrity. I'd say we should do some one app. So yes, Leah and her 700,000 obsessive followers. Yes, you should absolutely bring back Improper Etiquette.
All right, I'm going to talk to her about it. We'll figure it out.
All right.
Love you guys.
We love you. Bye.
What a day we're having.
If Camilo actually calls back, this is one of the greatest one eps in history.
This is the greatest Latin one ep ever.
Yo!
Damn, man, I don't get my fucking credit, man.
Wait, you need Sean Paul credit right now? You want to call Sean Paul too?
I need Sean Paul credit, and picture it. New Year's.
Okay.
Going into 2019 or 2020. New Year's going into 2020. I'm on a beach in Jamaica with Leah.
Who's Leah? Oh, Leah McSweeney.
The one you were just talking about with Laura South. And we're talking and she goes, they want me to do New York Housewives of New York. She goes, I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm like, Leah, you have to do it. And I laid out my reasons, this, and this. And if it doesn't work, then just go back to this. But if it does work, boom, bang, bing.
Why would she not do it, though?
Well, the same reason why we don't want to do reality shows.
Yeah, but she loved that show.
Yeah, but they get into your personal life, and not everybody wants that exposed like you. Not everybody gives their address out and their fucking dog's fucking license number on the fucking internet all the time like you do.
Wait, what?
I don't know. Whatever dogs have that makes it personal. Oh, I love Laura Stiles. Her voice is so sexy. She's still with that guy, right?
You mean the father of her child?
Yeah, she's still with him.
Yeah. Okay. Wait, but aren't you still?
No, but listen. Don't worry about me. Let me ask you about Laura Stiles. She's still with that guy?
Yeah, she's still with the guy.
Laura Stiles is the girl. She's one of my best friends. She's like a sister, but now we're not related. I'd give up the friendship if she was like, "Should we do this?"
You'd be like, "Yep."
Yeah, instantly. Like, even as like I'm going to test Sife, see if he would give up the friendship. Who are you calling? Who are you calling?
This is a phone call episode.
Who are you calling? Don't call her baby daddy.
Bro.
Yo, Sean DePaul.
Bro. Yo, what's up, Paul?
Yo, Sean Paul. Cypher Sounds, what's up?
What's up, Sife?
What's good, Sean?
I'm good, bro.
Are you at the station right now?
No, I left already. I'm coming back for Camilo's show later with Ness.
Yo, they got you doing everything. They got you on the promo run of all promo runs.
I'm skipping around, bro.
They fucking... Now, listen, the reason I'm calling you is because we have the big Dutty Rock anniversary on Wednesday, 20-year anniversary. Sypha Sounds can't be there because he has a commitment and he's disgraced. But
I also don't work there anymore.
Yeah, because he doesn't work there anymore. But I wanted to call you so you could reminisce on Sypha Sounds' support of your career in Dutty Rock back in the day.
Oh, man. That's real history right there, bro. You know what I mean? You're talking about when, like, Hot 97 first started noticing the greatness. This was these kids. Sypha Sounds in the streets for me, man. I'll never forget that, bro. Even though Sypha, like, stepped into, you know, the realm of being a comedian. He's still my DJ, bro. Still my DJ, I'll tell
you
that.
For life. For life. But here's my problem. My problem is you're doing all this press and you're going up to Hot 97. Make sure you throw my name in the mix.
Sife wants a shout out.
I want my shout out.
Yeah, I got you, bro. You know I got you, brother.
You know what? I'm joking around with you, Sean Paul, but I am serious to the fact that, like, you know, when a lot of people don't give you your credit, and I'm sure you've had situations like this back in the day, and I just want to be known because, yo, Sean Paul, this guy, man, we went to fucking, to dirty, grimy clubs in Brooklyn.
I'm going
to
tell you something right now. I came on this trip with a few gifts, you know, just a token of my appreciation to people who was, you know, the day ones for me. So that list does include the two of you on the phone. And so I'm going to tell you right now, there's a plaque with both of your names on it. That I'm going to be presenting. I was trying to see y'all live to do that because I appreciate y'all so much. However, they spell your name wrong, Peter.
Of course they did. It's a URG. It's a URG,
Paul,
right?
Paul Rosenberg.
Oh, they said, no, it doesn't say Paul.
It says Paul, bro. No! So I'm serious. And I was like, I just got this yesterday, right? And I'm like, God damn. So at least they didn't write Rosenbaum. At least they got the last name, right? No. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's still on brand for what we do,
it's
bro.
Right. It's
very much on brand.
Exactly. So because you calling me with Sife right now, I just thought I'd just break it out the bag. I got those two things for you. Whenever I could catch up with you guys while I'm here on a trip, I'd love to film you, you know, accepting the
Oh, wow, man.
Of my appreciation. You know what I mean?
Honestly, can we get you on? We could get you on our show, on our podcast one day, and we could really tell the stories.
Yeah, man. In the streets. The Jamaican and the Puerto Rican and the Jew. Don't
you? Yo, listen, Sean, we'll let you go. We know you had a lot of shit to do, but we appreciate you, man. Thank you for thinking of us.
No, bro. Thank you guys, man. And so the album is being celebrated on Wednesday, but I just wanted to let everybody know, Tuss Steele and you guys, that since the last 10 years, we've calculated again how much the album has gone. It's now triple platinum, not just double. So that's why I had these commemoration plaques made.
Wow.
Thank you guys, man.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It.
Wow. Thank you, brother.
Congratulations, bro.
Congrats, man.
Big up, brother.
Big up, brother.
Come on.
There he is.
I'm a good youth still.
I'm a good youth.
I'm a good youth.
This is what we said we wanted the show to be, by the way.
Yeah, 100%. That album, triple platinum, like, it's that album, like, we, you know, we always talk all this hip hop shit on here, of course, but in the dancehall world, that album still holds tight, bro. It's a good album.
From a commercial success standpoint, hold on. I want because some of you are going, oh, I've never listened to Dutty Rock, and I understand.
Because in New York, hip hop and dancehall is like they're cousins. As a matter of fact, they're brothers. So in New York, we play a lot more than a lot. I'm sure a lot of other places, they don't play dancehall like that. But the Sean Paul album is a lot of problems with reggae albums that get major U.S. deals. They then make these weird fucking trying to be commercially acceptable reggae songs. That album is just pure. Basically, that album was all the singles that were just out and about in Jamaica, and they put them all together and created a dope album.
Listen to this stretch in the album. This is all in order on the album.
Just give me the line.
Fire.
Just give me the line.
Next song.
Yeah. Feel that chain now. Yeah.
Does he care what people say?
So me go, no, he doesn't care.
Well, I don't really care what people say. I don't really watch what them want to do.
Next song. Let's see how it's going. Next song.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake blah, blah, that blah, 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 thing, miss?
All right. You got to be done with the hits, right?
Certified quality. And that the girl I'm needing to cry for every day without apology.
Is it Beyonce tune?
Oh, big Beyonce tune. Stupid. Stupid. And
no,
then
that's it. It's done.
And then later.
No. Stop. What's after the Beyonce song?
After the Beyonce song is this. A random thing with Rozelle.
Okay, that's it. Let's get that one.
Is that what you wanted to play? Was Rozelle?
No. I was trying. I was trying to see that there's songs that's hits that you don't even realize they're hits.
Oh, oh, what about this? Maybe this no. No, no, no. How about, how about? Oh, this one. I think this one. Oh, this one. I think this one was big outside the U.S. What'd you say?
That's some real Caribbean shit right there.
That was big in the Caribbean, right?
Read this. Read the titles, because you're missing one.
Dutty Rock Intro. Shout, which I played. You didn't want. Give Me the Light, Light Glue, Get Busy, Baby Boy, Top of the Game with Rozelle, Ganja Breed with Chico. I skipped that one. Concrete. No. I'm Still in Love with You. International Affair featuring Debbie Nova. Can You Do the Work featuring Cecile. Punky, which I just played. My Name. Junkin' Punny. Give Me the Light Remix with Busta. Bubble featuring Fahrenheit. Shake That Thing. Mm-hmm. Is Shake That Thing different than Get Busy?
Play it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is big. Big jewel.
Wow.
Big jewel.
Wow.
Big
jewel.
Wow.
This is the same producer who gave me the light.
Rude boy, the girl them don't want to fry us, not connivers. Watch out when we talk to her. Girl, it is on at 4 o'clock in the morning. I've been watching you shake that thing. Man, them a try, them a get denied. Cause I'm gonna take that thing. Girl, this is mine, a long time in a line. I'm gonna wire you to shake that thing. Y'all them around, I try to take your crown. And enough of them just eat that thing.
Should be one more.
Sing out with your gun.
Is there another song after that?
The next one after that?
Is there another one? There should be one more big one.
After that, there's Esa Loca with Tony Touch and R.O.B.B.
No, that's not it.
Punky Espanol version, because it was big in Latin America.
No.
And then Baby Girl.
Oh, no. Okay, maybe it wasn't on the first album.
What's Baby? Wow. Wow, a lot of songs.
Hey, yo, Sean Paul.
Hey, yo, Sean. Oh, fuck.
Listen up. Pass me the blowtorch. Me like this big head nigga. Big neck from Rude Boy.
Just give me the light.
One of my favorite
is that.
I'll tell you this though. One of my favorite things about living here and calling New York home is the way, I think we talked about this recently after I did that wedding, but it is the way that dance hall rings off here versus other places. It's just different. It just hits different here.
It's just, it's part of the fabric.
It's part of the fabric.
Man, what the fuck? Okay, this has been very interesting, but you're missing a lot of shit, bro.
Well, we have to talk. What's left that we have to talk about?
The whole fucking Dave Chappelle SNL thing that I couldn't tell any of y'all. I've been working on this with Dave for 2 weeks. Secret missions, hiding in London to fucking do what he did on Saturday.
And there's stories in there that you were saving?
Yeah, so much shit.
You had shit in the stash.
Yeah, I couldn't say anything. Not even that. The after party was fucking sick.
I couldn't have come, but you could have invited me. I think you should have. If I had asked you, can I come, could you have brought me?
Yes, absolutely.
What if I said I want to come, but I'm with two other people?
You have to meet me and walk in with me.
Wow.
It's always the best way. The best way is to meet me and walk in with me.
Have you gotten other to the point that, now at SNL after parties, though, where the security people know you and it's not a big pain in the ass?
No, not in general, but where this one was, yes. This one was, no, this is not the after party. This is the after party.
Oh, the after party.
Yeah, that's a big thing in the SNL world.
I know, the second one.
Yeah, the after, that's the fun one. The after party is the commercial NBC suits and all that shit and fucking Frogwa walking around with the, you know what I mean?
Which, by the way, can you believe they do that every week?
Every week.
That seems like a lot of effort and money every single week for a 1 a.m. party.
It is what it is.
I was very excited the one time I went to that after party, the commercial one, and I Martin Short walked by me. To me, that was all I needed.
Well, that's the thing. You're going to get those type of celebrities at the...
Right. The different ones.
The the official SNL after party. You're going to get, you know,
super
legendary cast members,
right?
Big actors, you know, and then the after is the grimy shit.
How much of the cast goes to the after?
I always see a spattering. Like Colin Jost was at this one. I got to miss the name drop a list.
Should we save the Dave behind the scenes stories for the Patreon?
I don't know, because I like people to know my shit. I guess you could fucking join Patreon.
Yeah, of course you could. You could just join Patreon if you want to.
How do they join it?
If you want to hear this. Name dropper. Number one, name dropper. Name dropper. Name dropper. Name dropper. Name dropper. Cypher Sounds number one name dropper. Here comes the name dropper Cypher Sounds. Here comes the name dropper Cypher Sounds. He's dropping name. I gotta, you know what? I gotta make an intro. I'm gonna make it a song.
Can you make it?
I'll rap the song. I got it.
Give me a, because you're in rap mode right now. You about to do your Thanksgiving shit, right?
That's right. So I'm in. I'm already in the lab.
Yeah, you on your bar. So while you're there, do me a favor. Do the B-side.
The B-side name dropper. All right, come on, man. We have to talk about my appearance on the Lord Jamar podcast.
What have we done for the last hour? What have we been doing?
We didn't even hear back from Camilo, which is, I got to tell Camilo.
Bro, we didn't go through the Eminem
list. Oh, he said it went straight to voicemail. He tried. Hold on. No, we got the Eminem list. We got the Lord Jamar. SNL.
Rosenberg.
Yo, DJ Camilo.
What's poppin', baby?
Yo, say what's up to Cypher Sounds.
Uh-oh. Cypher, what's up, dogs?
What's up, Camilo?
What's going on?
Listen, first of all, I told you this recently, but Cypher and I are finally setting up our studio in the next week or so. So sometime in the next couple months, we need you in person for like a long-form interview, first of all.
Okay.
We need that.
Let's do it.
And number two, we were talking about the Nas album. I wanted you to tell us the story of how you heard the shout out. Tell us about it.
I was driving to a gig.
Of course you were.
Camilo.
Yeah.
Camilo, you're always driving to a gig.
Facts. So I'm driving and I get two texts. One of the texts is from my boy AL, All Lyrics.
Okay.
AL, he was at the after party.
Biggest Nas fan ever.
Okay.
And he texted, yo, they shouted you out on the Nas joint. Nas shouted you out. And I was like, what? He sent me the joint right away. And, we had it in a car. And that's it, man. We heard the whole song. And I was like, wow. I'm going to keep it a book with you. I got a little sentimental, man. Like, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
2022. Your boy Nas drops the shout out. It's crazy, man.
Yo, man, I was so happy when I heard it. And then when I hit you up and you said, you were like, yo, man, I almost shed a tear. That's Nas,
bro.
No,
for real.
Cyph and I have our fragile ego sessions on this podcast. If I had been Camilo, for example, and in that moment, he had just shouted out Envy and Clue, which are the two more, the easy common Queens commercial names to throw out there. Like,
right.
It would have hurt my feelings if I was you. But no, you're all included. So it was fucking cool, man.
Yeah, it was great. And then, you know, I mean, listen, man, Clue is a legend.
Yep, big
in
time.
In Queens, you know, Envy's a Queens legend too. It's like, you know, and me just to fit in that little pack right there, like, it hit the heart, man.
All right, well, listen, we just wanted to big you up and tell you that for real, in the next month or two, expect to squeeze us in between the 33 gigs you have a night and come hang with us.
Let's do it, man.
All right, there he is. Thanks, Camilo.
Hi, y'all.
Peace.
Love, Camilo.
There he is, man. The great DJ Camilo. This show has been chock full of guests. Can I say that?
No, that's racist. It's actually anti-Semitic, what you just said.
Chock?
Chock full of. So what are you saying? Are you saying the Jews are hoarding all the chocks? Is that what you're saying?
You know what?
Be careful. 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 Easy.
That's the remember on the Math Hoffa shit. Oh, but we got to about the Math Hoffa shit.
Math Hoffa.
All right, so guys, we're going to do another 45 minutes or so right now on Patreon. That's how we got to do it. We got to serve our patrons. Patreon.com/JuanEppIsLife. Okay? Good night. Good luck. And I love you.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.